Yes, hello. Is this Thomas?
Yes, it's Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. This is Steve Wilson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Thomas, first of all, welcome on board.
Thank you.
And I will be your assigned project manager. I'll be working with you throughout the completion of your project.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
So
sorry, I'm
first of
having
all,
such a. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So first of all, I would love to know about the book. Like, what's the book about, and how did you end up writing the book?
Okay. So let me tell you just a little bit. I'm originally from Los Angeles. I've been, but I currently live, I live in California, and I currently live in Sacramento. I'm just telling you a little bit about my background. I currently live in Sacramento, California, and I'm in my day job, paying the bills and mother. My day job is I work for the state of California, and I'm in technology. I've been
All
in the
right.
field of technology for 20 years, and I used to write video games a few years ago, but I decided that wasn't for me. But the stories behind the video game, of coming up with the idea and the video games, everything has to have a story behind it. Whether it's Minecraft or World of Warcraft or even Pac-Man, Mario Brothers,
That's right.
there's a story. Everything, every it all has a story. And coming up with those stories helped me kind of become an author or a storyteller. And that's what led me to create characters, a main character, because you have to have a main character in the story, and then what's it all about? What does that character do, or what time is it, or where are they? Are they, on the world? Are they back in time? Or are they current? Or, developing that character and their life or situation, that helped me to become more of a writer, to become an author, is developing my characters, who they were, the person, the individual, male or female, their background, where they came from. It's, creating all of that because of the story, because of video games, helped me to become an author. And so I had one of my, I created a character that was strong enough to become a book that I could write a book about. And so I wrote this book, and the book is, this is, I have kind of a, I'm going to give you my kind of a query pitch of, give you a summary, a synopsis of the book and what I've written.
Sure. So it is
Well,
based
this
on
is,
one single character or like on a single video game, or is it just a compilation of multiple games and multiple characters?
no, well, no, no, no. It just, that was my background. My background was that. It helped me to become an author today, to make the book. So now I'm going to tell you the actual book. That's just my background.
Sure. Got it.
So this is a synopsis of the book. So it's a historical fiction adventure novella. I wrote a novella. It's 40,000 words complete. Now I'm going to read you the synopsis.
Sure.
Okay? This is my synopsis. This is what would be on the back. I wrote, what would be on the back cover of the book to tell you what the book is about. So the title is Toten New Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Toten New Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
During an age of ancient Egyptian mythology in the city of Memphis, Egypt, the Egyptians worshipped a pantheon of gods, including Osiris, Ra, Anubis, and Horus. The Egyptian priests and mystics were very advanced in the ancient religion and mystical arts. They designed, architected, and built temples, pylons, palaces, sphinx, and pyramids. All ancient mystical weapons and artifacts were created by the priests and mystics. They were the seers, healers, and wizards of Egypt. Toten was a member of a highly honored family of warriors, priests, and wizards. He was born in Egypt, but his family originated from a southern region in Africa. Toten was the master priest of the Temple of Osiris and a wizard in the royal court of the pharaoh. These are the adventures of Toten and New Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a synopsis of the story of the book.
Thomas, that sounds really interesting. Please tell me, is the book completed or are you still writing?
It is, for the most part, completed. And I have a version I would like to email to you for your review. This is what I need. It is complete, but I need, you know, I need you to review it. It has been fun. I used Word and Microsoft Publisher 2010 to format it into a book format. It looks like a book. And I have a PDF that I'd like to email you now of the book. It's ready. This is for, you know, this is ready to go. It's ready to be published. If you have, I can just email you this PDF. What is your email? And you can go ahead. What I need, where I am, where I believe I am, I don't want to go too far. I want, you know, I want to be optimistic. But I understand this is my first novel. And I spent a lot of man hours editing, writing, copy editing, formatting, and really polishing, I call it polishing, the book that I believe is ready to be published.
Perfect. And please tell me, does the book require any kind of editing, like the line editing, grammatical mistakes or anything, or is it completed and just ready to publish?
I believe it is completed, ready to publish.
Perfect. And you have also formatted it according to the publishing format?
That's what I need. I formatted using Microsoft Publisher, and it looks like any other book that would be published. But once again, this is my first book. I need you to do that review, do a final review to make sure it meets all the standards, it meets it all. But I'd rather just give it to you and let you really go over it.
All right, Thomas. I got it. Perfect. So please tell me, are you able to access your email right now?
Yes, I can. I can email it to you
right now. Perfect. I have already sent you an email with the welcome on board message along with a questionnaire for the publishing. So I just want you to fill the questionnaire and send it back to me along with the Word file of the manuscript and the book. And yeah, one more thing. Do you have the book cover ready? Or do we have to design
it? That's what I have. No, I have that. That's why I want you to see everything here. I want to, let me log into my email here. I want you to see what I've done, because I'm not an illustrator. That's nothing. I need an illustrator. I used my own PowerPoint. I used images from the internet just to create it. So you don't have to design it. It's there, but I need a professional illustrator to actually make it professional. I'm looking here in chat.
Just created a concept or like an idea. Yeah, it's Steve Wilson.
Yeah, okay. All right, and I have, okay, Steve Wilson, yeah, I hope to find you. Yeah, my project money, okay. All right, great. Yeah, I can just reply to your email and give you, you want to, okay, yes, I can do that. I'll just reply to your email.
That would be perfect. Just send me the filled out questionnaire that I have attached for the publishing and share the manuscript in the Word file along with the cover design that you have. And then I'm going to share it with the editing team so they can just do a quick proofread of the complete manuscript. And then they will be formatting it according to the publishing format. And then I'll share the final file with you for your final review. Then we will move towards the publishing of the book.
That sounds very good. Sounds excellent.
I'm sorry?
That sounds very good. That sounds very good. And I have here, I'm bringing this down.
I'm really sorry, Thomas. You're breaking up.
I am now downloading your publisher form. Okay, I have your publisher's questionnaire. And I will fill out the questionnaire and then return the questionnaire and everything else.
Perfect. Perfect. That would be great.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sounds perfect. So I'll be waiting to hear back from you. Besides this, if you have anything for me, any questions or concerns, then please go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. And I'll have this for you. I'm at work. I'm technically at work right now, I'll have it to you by end of the day or even tonight as soon as I can. But today for sure, by 5 o'clock
worries.
I can have this for you.
So I'm in no rush, Thomas. So you can take your time and send it back to me as per your convenience. And once I have it, I'll share it with the team, and then we'll get back to you accordingly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have it for you, but at the latest, it might take me a little while to figure this out and to go through it. I'll have it for you tonight, so you'll have it first thing tomorrow.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right,
Thank you, Thomas.
So it was really nice talking to you. Looking forward to work with you.
Looking forward as well.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye.